in the sacrament of confession, the most important part that the penitent plays, that is the person confessing their sins, the most important thing that's expected of the penitent is contrition. You might think it's, you know, confessing your sins because we spend so much time on that. But no, actually, the catechism tells us, the tradition's always been, even you can see it in the Old Testament, the most important thing for a soul that's aware of sin is that contrition, that sorrow for sin, and that desire to change their attitude or their behavior. And contrition is so important that a priest will not give you absolution if he has good reason to believe you're not sorry for your sins. Maybe you've experienced this before. It's not too common, because most of the time, if you enter through those doors, you know, like, yeah, I've done something wrong, and I'm sorry. But I've had it before. I was actually in another parish where I found out through the conversation that someone was committing a serious sin, and they were like, oh, fine, all right, and they confessed it. And then I said, are you sorry for it? And they're like, no, I don't think it's wrong. I'm like, oh, no. It was one of my longer confessions. I did my best, and I actually, you know, let this person go without giving absolution because we both agreed. This person did not believe this was sinful, was not sorry for it, did not intend to change the behavior, and was going to go pray about it and work on it. And also, contrition is so powerful that if you can't reasonably get to a priest to confess even a mortal sin, that it will bring about forgiveness, such that if you were to die before going to the sacrament of confession, you would not be kept from heaven. You know, if you're truly sorry for your sins and you love the Lord and you want to do better, you don't have to come to my door at midnight if you commit a serious sin and be like, Father, I need confession. You know, and if, Lord forbid, you were to die before you could come to one of our confession hours, the Lord would not allow that to keep you from him if you have that perfect contrition. So beautiful, so powerful. We see it all through the readings today. The Old Testament, we heard the prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal. The Lord never turns down a contrite, a lowly heart. In the Psalm, the Lord is close to the arrogant and proud? No, close to the brokenhearted, those who are crushed in spirit. He saves. And of course, the parable in today's gospel makes it all so clear what the church wants us to think about on this, the 30th Sunday of ordinary time. The tax collector, who didn't even raise his eyes. He just beat his breast. You know, that's where that symbol comes from. When we, you know, my fault, my grievous fault. We see this even before Christ, that this was a symbol like, I'm sorry. I truly wish to change my behavior. And that is what brought about the forgiveness, that justification for the tax collector. So beautiful. Now, when it comes to confession again, sometimes we miss how important contrition is because, well, the act of contrition is at the very end. Sometimes that part seems like, I just got to get through that so Father will let me out of here. And I've noticed that this attitude has brought about some very interesting bad habits when it comes to the act of contrition. And I've got three categories that, you know, capture just about all these bad habits. So listen to these. See if you fall into any of these, and maybe you're suffering from that spirit that's forgotten, or at least not taking advantage of how beautiful and important contrition is. First, the Speedy Gonzales. All right, maybe we got some Speedy Gonzales in here. You know, when it comes to the act of contrition, you're like, oh my God, I'm hardly sorry for having infinity. I just have all my sins because I just want to... Holy moly, whoa, slow down. Don't rush it. I know you're thinking like, Father, you've kept me in here for so long. I just want to get out here. Take your time. Better to say a short act of contrition, actually, than, you know, a long one and rush through it. And honestly, what we heard in the gospel, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That counts as an act of contrition. During that part, all you have to do is say something that the priest can interpret as you saying, I'm sorry, and I wish to do better. So don't rush through it. If you suffer from the Speedy Gonzales kind of, you know, habit, let that go. Say it nice and slow and really let that contrition stir up into your heart so that when I or Father Brian or another priest prays that prayer of absolution, that grace can penetrate deep into your heart. Then there's the nervous Nellies. There's some folks who think, I got to get every single word just right. And if they mess up, they're like, oh, Father's going to judge me. I'm so sorry. I've ruined confession. No, don't get all worried about each word. If you mess up, honestly, just take off with your own contrition. Just make it up from there. Speak from the heart. Or we got the little card there. I don't judge anyone who goes for the card, even if you've been coming for a long time. Personally, I'm the kind of guy who likes to have the words there. Like we prayed the rosary last night with a bunch of homeschool families. They asked me to say the Apostles' Creed. I'm like, oh, no. I pulled it up on my phone. I know I was going to mess it up. Say it every day. And so don't feel bad. If that's something you worry about, either speak from the heart or just read that card. Whatever will allow you in that moment, that moment right before the most important part of confession, will open your heart to that grace. Say it nice and slow and don't get too worried. And then, this is not as common, but I've noticed there are some overachievers when it comes to the act of contrition. Some folks who try and impress me with how long their act of contrition can be, you know, either made up from the heart or taken from the scriptures somewhere, reading a very long act of contrition. Sometimes I think they're punishing me for keeping them in there for so long. Like, all right, Father, you gave me all that advice. I'm going to give you some advice here. Don't try and, you know, make that like a real long extended thing. Just enough to slowly and really lovingly, filled with that true sorrow and desire for God's mercy, say that act of contrition. And now the readings go much deeper, and I want to end with really the serious note that our Lord wants us to consider when it comes to contrition. And that is, there's this phenomenon where there are some who do everything right on the outside and yet still will not be justified because they lack contrition. That it's possible for someone to be following all the rules and on the outside looking perfect, and yet to not receive forgiveness because they're not sorry. It's wild, but the Pharisee reminds us of this, that you know, we can get so focused on the rules and following the rules, making them an end in themselves, that we forget to be contrite. And thank goodness, this is not something that's too hard to diagnose. And I don't think it's very common, especially in this parish, because of how much Father Brian and I preach about confession. You know, hopefully no one is here who's staying away from confession because you don't know how important it is. Hopefully we've made that clear. And hopefully there's no one here who's staying away from confession because you're worried that we're going to judge you harshly and make you really loathe going into that room. We give a hard penance, you know. People don't like to say rosaries for some reason. I don't know why. Like, hey, you say rosary every day. That's why I give it to you as a penance. But maybe there are some folks here who aren't coming to confession because, yeah, they know how important it is. Yeah, they know we're merciful. You know, we'll be very kind. But they just don't think they need it. I don't know. I hope not. But if there's anyone in here who's been away from confession still for years, because you think you don't need it, well, listen again to the words of the Pharisee. Oh God, I thank you that I'm not like the rest of humanity. If you don't think you need confession, then you must think you're different from literally every one of us. I still go to confession every 2 weeks. Yeah, like, I need it. You look at the lives of the saints. If you've ever read the life of a saint, it's like every one of them at some point will say, I am a filthy sinner. And you're just like, what? Because as you grow in holiness, you grow in sensitivity to sin. And you discover more and more those finer sins in your life. You might not be murdering anyone. Don't ever tell me that in confession. Father, you know, I haven't killed anyone. Like, fine. Tell me your sins. You know, but there are finer sins. Even those venial sins will keep us from really enjoying the fullness of God's love that he wants to share with us. So if that's you at all, you think, I don't really think I have any sins, Father. Come and talk to me. Talk to Father Brian. Make a good examination. Use that cool little examination of conscience guide. We'll help you. And if you actually aren't sinning, then I'll definitely want to talk to you. Because I've got some things I want you to pray about for me. But chances are, you know, you're not at the, you know, in the seventh mansion of St. Teresa of Avila. You probably just need some encouragement to see where that sin is that God's calling you to purify next in your life. We all need it. Don't let that arrogance that the devil can sneak into our life, don't let that keep you from confession, because God forbid that any of us would enter this church thinking like, I'm not like the rest of humanity. I don't need to, you know, be contrite of heart. Hopefully at the beginning of every Mass, you guys are serious when I say, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Hopefully in that moment, like you're actually calling to mind the sins that you've committed, you know, that previous day or week since your last confession, you're like, Lord, yeah, again, I'm sorry for this, sorry for that, sorry for yelling at people in the parking lot, sorry for getting mad about not getting that great parking spot or whatever. You know, really, don't waste that time. I actually wait a long time, don't I? Some priests are like, let us acknowledge our sins. I confess. Like, oh, Father, you didn't even give me a second. Hopefully you're really using that time. Contrition is so important. And if we're not contrite, that's the only thing that can keep you from heaven. The Lord doesn't make it hard. He just says, be sorry for your sins. Even if you're like a tax collector and you're struggling with serious habitual sin, if every time you fall, you turn back to the Lord, say, Lord, forgive me. Be merciful for me, on me, a sinner. I want to do better. Help me. And that will be all it takes to make even small steps forward in holiness. And it'll be what gets us to heaven.